Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. This is show number 209 for June 21st, 2009.
Sweet music, soft and mellow.
The music in this podcast is provided by the IOTA Alliance.
Strains of a mellow cello.
And the song is When Lights Are Low.
Dear was so.
And the artist is Dina DeRose. And the album is Live at Jazz Standard Volume 2. Now you can find a link to this music in my show notes at www.hometravelagent.blogspot.com. Well, hello, everybody. I'm Barry Kantz, your host for the show, and welcome to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. You know, we're not just about music, but we do like to play a little music on the show. You know, music is one of the great pleasures of life, and I like to find some good songs that do things for me, and hopefully they work for you, too. So you'll find the music in this show on occasion, actually most of the time, and I hope you enjoy it. If you have any thoughts on the music and you don't like it or you do like it, drop me an email. I'm always happy to hear from you and get input, and you can email me at Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. Well, it's interesting, you know, as I'm recording this, just south of here, there's some heavy thunderstorms going through, and it looks like the areas down in Holland, Michigan, and that area, Allegan County, are getting battered with some pretty good thunderstorms, but we're escaping it here up in the we're in further north, and the storms seem to be skirting us to the south. So I'm being brave here. I'm taking a chance and recording the show on a stormy night, and I watch the radar just to make sure that they are going south of us, because if it looks threatening here, I'll shut things down. But nevertheless, we're going to proceed on here with the show, and I hope you enjoy it. We have a great guest coming up. You know, we like to bring on travel professionals on the show and talk about the travel business, and that our goal with that is to help you in your travel business. And on today's show, we have one of the greats of the travel business, and you'll learn more about that in the upcoming co-hosted segment. So stay tuned for that. It's an enjoyable segment, and it's going to give you some information where you can go and learn more about having the travel business, having a better travel business, I should say. So with that, I want to get into the sponsor of our show. And you know, if you're like me, you just can't waste time driving or flying to all the meetings. And that's why I'm excited, or I was excited when I discovered GoToMeeting, and I'm still excited about it, because I hold meetings online, and I do that in my day job quite often. And you know, it's a perfect product for sales presentations, training sessions, or product demos. And GoToMeeting, brought to you by my friends at Citrix, is the easiest, most secure way to hold an online meeting. You know, I had my first meeting up and running in seconds, and quite often I'll do impromptu meetings at work and just call people up and say, hey, join me in this meeting, I want to show you something. And you know, GoToMeeting is great for that. Now, as a result, GoToMeeting has been a godsend for me, and it's only $49 a month, and with that, I can hold as many meetings as I want. So you can try GoToMeeting for free for 30 days. But you must first visit GoToMeeting.com/podcast. That's GoToMeeting.com/podcast and sign up for your free 30-day trial. And I want to thank GoToMeeting for being a sponsor. So with that, I want to get right into the co-hosted segment of the show. But before I do, hey, stop over at HomeTravelAgent.net. That's www.HomeTravelAgent.net and check out the website. And you can sign up for the newsletter over there as well. And the newsletter is the show notes, and you'll get those show notes delivered directly into your email inbox, and that's pretty handy. So give it a try, hometravelagent.net, www.hometravelagent.net, and check it out. All the archives are over there as well. So with that, hey, we're going to get right into the co-hosted segment of the show, and here we go. Welcome back, everybody, to the Home Base Travel Agent Show. We are here once again this week, and you know we have a special guest. We are fortunate enough to have some fairly prominent members of the travel industry stop by and visit with us on our show, and today is one of those days, and I think when Laureen introduces this person, and I did a teaser last week on the show, I think when Laureen introduces this person, if you've been involved in the travel business for any more than a week, you'll probably recognize the name. So with that, I would like to turn it over to Laureen and let Laureen introduce our special guest.
Thank you, Barry. That was great. See, now there's the man behind the curtain that we're going to have to introduce. We do have a special guest on the show, and we had him on, I was thinking it was 6 months, but my guess is maybe a year, which really scares me about how quickly time passes. But we are very honored to have Tom Ogg on our show, and he is the owner of Tom Ogg & Associates. But mostly we know him because he is involved with a community organization that's online for travel agents called the Home Base Travel Agent Community, and I am an active member of it and very proud member of it. And so I would like to give Tom an introduction, say hello, and have you tell us about what are you doing these days, Tom, and please tell our listeners about the community and what a great resource it'll be for them.
Well, you guys are great. I'm so flattered. That was probably the nicest introduction I've ever had. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Wonderful. Well, I just about less than a year ago, actually, I think it was August 1st or so, I had a conversation with a young guy that known as Travel Jason in the community, who we were discussing social networks, and I had a desire to create a social network, and he actually connected me with the functionality to do it, and it was no more than 3 days after I talked to him that we launched this social network for home-based travel agents with the intent of making it possible for agents around the world to communicate with one another, share their experiences, ask questions, upload photos, videos, create really a knowledge base for agents that could be tapped anytime they wanted, and also feel the need that many home-based agents are solo businesses operating by themselves. And while in the storefront, you've got the water cooler you can go to or the coffee pot, and, you know, generally ask questions of the other agents working in the agency or of the manager or the owner of the agency. Home-based agents really don't have that. And the community really serves that function quite nicely, too. So as I've had members describe it, they'll take a break and go to the water cooler and log into the community and chit-chat with some other agents and ask questions and generally socialize, and then head back to work. So it really serves multiple functions. The line that we use to describe it when we first launch it is still the same line, and that is, it's fun and it's free. A lot of members are surprised that it doesn't cost them a penny to join the community or to participate in the community. There's virtually nothing you can buy. It's simply an enabling environment for home-based agents, and it is fun. Boy, it's because of the bells and whistles that the social media has allowed us to add to the community, it's very captivating and very fun. There's a lot of networking and connecting going on the community. But I would invite anybody that listens to this to come on over to hbtacommunity.com and sign up. Yeah, I think you'll find it to be a very valuable thing in your daily life.
And now, about how many members do you have signed up now?
Well, the thing, there's about, in fact, I can tell you exactly, just 1 second. It just goes through growth spurts like there's no tomorrow, and it's pretty much word of mouth. We really don't do any advertising for it. Mm-hmm. But right now, there's 3,325 active members. Now I should qualify that and let everybody know that this community is really for home-based travel professionals only. We don't take any referral agents or MLM agents or network marketing agents. and that's not to disparage that those kinds of businesses. It's just that this particular community is focused on established home-based agents. If you're a brand new agent, we don't take new agents either. Once you're established, we want you to come join us and join in the conversation.
You know, when you're talking about the conversation, I really want to give a shout out to the forum that you have and what a wonderful resource they are. There's a ton of different things that people can get involved with, and I know, Tom, with the exception of this momentary little internet glitch that you have going on, you're very active on the list in terms of responding to people's questions. There's constantly questions about help with family, Mexico Family Resort, a bunch of different things people are asking about, websites, what would they recommend. I just posted a question on there the other day, and several people answered. The question I have was from a client who has a legal name, which is a longer name, but she basically runs her life via her nickname. It's kind of like, you know, Tom is often a nickname for Thomas. But is there a sort of a form that people can carry with them that's an all, you know, also known as form, or if there's any resources? And several people answered, wasn't the answer I was wanting. I wanted someone to go, yes, here, go to this U.S. federal, you know, registration website. But, on, you know, to have people just say, no, there's no such thing, it really kept me from needing to go and do a whole bunch of research on the website. On the internet to find out that, you know, there really isn't one of those forms. And so these people post questions several times a day. Is that right, Tom? And I know you monitor them, and several of you are out there being able to help support the travel agents who have questions.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's not unusual to find a post of interest accrue, you know, 25, 50, sometimes 100 plus responses in a threaded conversation. And it's fun because the people that are participating are knowledgeable. A lot of the web conversation, in fact, there's a separate group called the Internet Marketing Group. We've got some folks in there that are well-versed in search engine optimization and just all aspects of web marketing. It's cool. I mean, part of the functionality of the community is the sharing of information, and people are more than willing to help one another and do so minute by minute, almost on some days on the community.
One of the resources that I really want to shout out, besides the forums, is that you have groups. There's a group for marketing that you had mentioned. There's a group for FAMs new to the industry, which is really good. I mean, that one itself has 170 members to it, and I can only imagine that's a really good resource for somebody who's been in the industry for a while, but also still just has different types of questions and need different support. Is that where people would go if they're pretty new to the industry?
Absolutely. In fact, if we have the general forum is really for general conversation, if you will. But if we have an agent that has established their business but maybe is in their first year of business, a lot of their questions wouldn't be the kind of questions we'd want in the general forum. So we would suggest they go to the new-to-the-industry forum and post them there, and that's an active forum, as is the cruise agents-only forum. That one is active for if you're a cruise professional. That forum has got some great information that goes well above and beyond what you would find in a normal cruise forum.
Do you have some specialization groups? I know that I saw one for people who are mostly interested in selling or have questions regarding riverboat cruises. That's pretty much a specialty. What are some others that you would point out for our listeners to take a look at?
Oh boy, there's a bunch. There's a base marketplace so that agents that have groups with extra cabins can post it there, and other agents can sell into it. Again, there's no charge to post here. There's a bunch of listings in that. There's regional groups like the Florida travel agents have a group. Midwest travel agents have a group. I mean, Washington, D.C. travel agents have a group. There's just groups on for special needs travel has a group. There's 50, 60 groups in all. And these are not pre-defined groups. These are started by members that are looking to discuss these specific topics with other members. There's wedding planning groups. There's virtually every niche in our industry has a special group so that you can communicate with other agents that are specializing in that particular niche. Pretty cool. So as an example, if you came in as a member and had a particular niche that wasn't represented with a group, you could just start your own group and invite members that have that particular niche to join the group and talk.
Which is wonderful. I think it's really important for us to be able to have a community like that, and which is why we wanted to bring this up again. And in fact, being the girl geek that I am, as we're doing this interview, I'm posting to Twitter, Barry, I think I beat you to it, that we have you on the show being interviewed right now, Tom. So you just got Twittered.
Well, thank you.
I'll have to grab my iPhone and catch up with you, Lauren.
Yeah. I'm halfway through Twitter Power by Joel Comm right now as we speak.
and the reason I bring that up is that because what you're offering to other home-based agents is a legitimate social networking. You don't accept groups, for example, that are added, by, say, cruise companies. Like, you wouldn't allow Holland America to go on and start a group, right? Because that would be for the purpose of marketing.
No, it's agent to agent. However, we do allow suppliers in. As an example, there was an ongoing thread, which is between the two or three threads that have taken place, probably runs to 300 different posts on Tripology. And the president and CEO of Tripology is in there trying to explain their position on their new pricing and such. And it's an open forum. And it allows people to come in and really make, if you hear all sides of a discussion, it's pretty easy to make your own decision about what's right for you and which way to go. It's when the discussion is in any way censored or in any way not on a professional level, then it becomes less than what it can be. And you mentioned the moderators. There's really four of us whose sole function is to maintain the professionalism of the conversation. And all four of us have had really decades of discussion group management and are all seasoned travel industry veterans and all have been in the industry for decades. So the level of conversation is guaranteed to be of a high quality and informative.
One of the reasons when we talk about before we hit the record button is that I wanted to have you back on the show because I find you a person of integrity, and that we had just recently had a conversation as the topic actually for a podcast about the letter that you had, the pay-as-you-go letter.
Plan to go? Sure.
Thank you. Hit the report button. Forget what my name is. You know how it is. And that as we were talking about your article, it had occurred to me at the time, it would have been really thoughtful of me to have Tom on the show while we're talking about his article. So soon after that, I emailed you, and I just wanted to give a little shout out to you, in terms of the integrity and getting back and follow up, because we all know that is ever so important. But that the article that you provided, and I know that you have different articles in the industry, was just really helpful. And to be able to get that kind of information out to fellow travel agents is not only timely, but, you know, for you, Tom, you just put it out there. And I just really wanted to say thank you and how much it's appreciated that you're willing to take the time to moderate the website, to put the website together, to make it available. You know, like I said, there, it's just a community sort of thing. And to
the recurring post that you see is you know, it comes in several different formats, but basically an agent gets contacted by a client. The agent does the work. The client either books it online or books it with another agent. And, you know, the frustration of having done all the work, the research, and the presentation to the client, only to have him go shop it and book it somewhere else. Well, Plan2Go agreement deals with exactly that and how to get the client committed to you, and you get, you know, you get paid for doing the research and the work. It's a a form and a concept whose time has come, especially on the internet. And it really started from a post of a guy named Walter O'Malley, who posted his Walter sells cruises only online on the internet, and he posted his Plan2Go agreement, and it was basically here's how we'll do this. Here's my fee to do the research, and then once you've done the research, you can go and book it anywhere, and you can shop it till you find the cheapest price on the internet, and you'll know exactly what you want and know it's right for you, and I'll keep the Plan2Go deposit for my work done. But if you want to book it with me, we can apply the Plan2Go deposit to your final payment. And the brilliance of it was just unbelievable, because that just, you know, just adds value to the research that he does and allows him to be paid for the work he does, knowing full well that internet clients are probably going to shop it on the internet before they book it.
And the fact that somebody actually just put it out there is amazing, because we all have questions around that. So it's just really, again, thank you for putting it out there and just sharing with us, and that he did such a good job at it.
Yeah. The Plan2Go I published was my Plan2Go. It had no, his was wild. But that's the whole intent of the community, is to spawn new ideas and new ways of doing things, and to share effective ways of doing things and share best practices from all aspects of our industry.
Which is, you know, very well reflected at the community in terms of being able to post things, to be able to get support. I saw some questions that had like 140 posts to it. That's amazing on how people are giving and sharing to one another.
It's awesome. It truly is. And, you know, the forums, all of this stuff is, it's enabling everybody in the community to empower one another, which is really what it's all about. There's a very much an international flavor in the community, as we have agents from virtually all corners of the globe that participate in it as well. And I'd like to see that aspect of it grow even quicker than it is. But I just looked, and the actual community was started on July 26 last year. So we still have another month and a half before we have a full year's anniversary. But I can see where maybe in the next year that we'll probably surpass 5,000, maybe 6,000 members.
Congratulations! That's wonderful.
Yeah, very good.
That's cool. Yeah, it's cool. But it speaks to the community. It's not nothing I did. Believe me.
I just might comment that this community didn't exist when we had you on the show the first time. I was just looking at some of our history here, and you were on show 141, which was 68 shows ago, which means that's more than 68 weeks ago. So that's just kind of a perspective that you've done a lot of new things since 68 weeks have passed or more.
Yeah, well, we, you know, idle hands, as they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, this has been a tremendous amount of fun. I'm working on a couple other projects that will dovetail into this. One of which is pretty exciting. I operate a couple of viral marketing sites. One would be www.cruiseclocks.com. One would be www.cruisetickers.com. And these provide consumers with countdown clocks to their crews that they can use on their websites and in their signature files or in chat groups or wherever they want to. And they're really cool because they offer a level of animation that really doesn't exist anywhere else. Well, they've been unbelievably popular. So we had a conversation in the community saying, wouldn't it be cool if we could do these clocks, but make them so that an agent could personalize them with their agency name and a link to their agency, and and custom text with a link to whatever page they want. Let's say they were working on a group, they could give these clocks to their group and have a link back to the group page on the bottom and a link to the travel agency on the top and use them as a viral marketing tool. So we're doing it. So we're going to, it's being built right now in India, and it should be available within 2 weeks. It'll be interesting to see how it works, but it will generate different codes. It'll generate widget code. It'll generate HTML, easy code, and BBB code. So it'll be a highly functional tool, and it's not going to cost the agents a cent to do this. So they can, the more they distribute, the more viral traffic they should be able to generate to their websites or the specific product or service they're pushing in the variable text.
Well, that definitely sounds like something that's going to be of interest to be able to get that. So that's just a couple weeks away, it sounds like? A
couple weeks away, yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So I'm really excited about it. It's going to be, and we have a number of people who volunteered to be the guinea pig in the community, and because I've done these things before and they never worked the first time. So we required a good sense of humor and, in a good attitude. But we're going to make it a reality.
Very cool. Now, you just had a book released also. Is that correct?
Yes, we did. Joni and I have known Mitch Lessinger for years. Mitch was the vice president of marketing for NCL and has a rich history before that, working with Cruise Lines. It's really been at the very heartbeat of some of the most innovative cruise marketing and cruise conceptualizing in our industry. So we got together with Mitch and decided, and we wrote this a little bit earlier this year when the outlook was bleaker than it is now. While we weren't in as much financial turmoil, the outlook was very bleak. And so we wrote a book for travel agents that delved into our histories and our past experiences and focused on ways that travel agents can grow their business in a weak, if not very difficult, economy. And the book has been very successful. I'm shocked, actually, that it's as successful as it was or is. But it's called Marketing and Sales Prescriptions for Today's Economy and Beyond. And the title itself was, it took us like 6 weeks to come up with the title. But the book is, if you're a marketer and you look at downturn economies and see opportunity in them, then this book will be like a Bible for you. It's just excellent. There's no negativity. There's only opportunity. And I can tell you, Joni and I have weathered three recessions, and we've always made more money in the recessionary periods than any other time in our careers. So. But folks, there's money to be made. It's just a matter of how you go about it. So I strongly suggest you buy the book. They make great Father's Day gifts. They're good Christmas gifts. And buy them for your whole staff.
And how, Tom, would our listeners purchase your book if they're interested?
Oh, I love you. just visit www.homebasedtravelagent.com. And you'll see the book there. We've also rewritten our How to Start a Home-Based Travel Agency book as of April 1st, 2009, as well as the Our Selling Cruises Don't Miss the Boat book, which is current as of April 1st, 2009. We're putting the final touches on another book, which is going to be real exciting if you sell cruises. It's calling Selling Niche Cruises, How to Turn Small Ships into Big Bucks. Got one of the coolest cover you ever see in your life, but it touches all of the cruise lines that aren't involved with CLIA and NCMA, and there's about 60 cruise lines worldwide that are anxious to work with agents in the U.S. that pay anywhere from 10 to 12, 15% commission in his book details what they have, how to get a hold of them, what their booking policies are, and how you can sell their products in confidence. So this book has got about 2 years worth of research in it, and it's going to be a very meaningful book for folks that are looking to expand into the niche cruise market, but can't find the products to sell in the various locations throughout the world. To my knowledge, this is the only real listing of non-CLIA, non-NCMA cruise lines out there.
Wow, that does sound like it was a lot of work, because most of that information, like you're saying, for them, for the other companies, it's easy, but these are the ones that are, have a different affiliation, so it sounds like you've had to put a lot of work into it.
Yeah, it's been, well, it's been, I mean, I love cruising. You know, you guys know that. And I see my next cruise seminar career in the niche cruise market. And so I've really, with great interest. I mean, there's some stuff out there that's just a die for. I mean, I'm throbbing at the mouth to do these things. It's, you know, for me, it's not work at all. It's just pure pleasure to find these things and to get to know the companies.
Very cool. Barry, do you have any questions for Tom before we wrap up our interview?
Well, I can't think of any right offhand, which is not the usual fare for me, so I may have to pass on this one. Tom's covered just about everything that we've talked about in our pre-interview discussion, and I really want to thank Tom for being on board here with the show and joining us and help, as you do throughout your whole career, help other travel agents, and that's our goal here as well. So I just really want to thank you for being a part of our show.
Well, Barry, I can't thank you enough for having me. You and Lorraine are just the nicest, most wonderful people, and I can't tell you how much pleasure it is to know you. And it's just, I think everyone should applaud what you're doing as well.
Well, thank you, and feelings are mutual, Tom.
Thank you.
Hey, Tom, so as we're wrapping up, why don't you give our listeners the URL again, and we will make sure that Barry posts it in the show notes so that people can easily access it. But in case people are listening to this podcast and are near their computer, I want them to be able to check out your home-based travel agent community.
Absolutely. Just visit www.hbtacommunity.com. And that'll take you right there. To register, we're going to ask you for your name and address and some specific questions about your business that are private. They do not go into a database. We don't use it for anything other than to make sure you're a for real travel agent. So feel comfortable sharing the information and know that it's secured and will never be used for anything else than allowing you to gain access to the community.
Right. Well, thank you, Mr. Tom Ogg, again, for coming on the show. This has been wonderful. You're so easy to interview. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys again. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk with your listeners, and I really appreciate spending the time with you guys.
Yeah, thanks again.
So, Barry, if the listeners would like to email you, what's a good email address?
Gosh, you know, Lorena, I almost forgot about that part. Here, I'm so involved in the interview, and... I almost forgot. We're going to exchange email addresses here, as we typically do here on the end of the co-hosted segment. So my email is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at hometravelagent.net. And Lorene?
My email is sharptongued@mac.com. And if anybody emails me in the next 2 weeks, I apologize for not getting back to you right away. I will be out of town and possibly offline. Gail and I are going on the Holland America fam trip, and a lot of it includes 10 nights of it, actually, of land tour. And since a lot of it is going to be in the Yukon, I won't have my iPhone on, since that would be out of the country. And email will be fairly limited. So I will see all of you in the next couple weeks. So have a good time, Barry, with the show, and I'll miss you.
Yeah, we'll miss you too. Okay, take care, everybody. Bye-bye.
Great.
Well, thank you, Tom, and thank you, Lorene, for a great co-hosted segment. I really appreciate it. Tom is always a great guest to have on the show, and this is his second time around, and we'll have to get him on more often. He has some great sites and great products for home-based travel agents in general. If you're in the travel profession, you want to check out Tom's stuff. Always great to have Tom on board here. Well, we're not going to do any news tonight. Show is going to go, or did go, a little bit long, and that's okay. That's what a podcast is all about. It doesn't have to be any particular format. Sometimes it's good to change up the format, too. Makes things a little bit different. And as I mentioned at the start of the show, you know, where there's a thunderstorm going on south of us, but here I'm looking out my window, and my window is looking out to the northeast, and I'm seeing some flashes out there. So anyhow, probably a good time to wrap the show up and unplug things for a while, maybe, and go back and check the radar, see what's happening. So hey, wherever you're at, I hope your weather's great, and I hope you're enjoying your day and enjoying the time that you have traveling, if you're traveling, and if not, hey, that's good too. Stay healthy, take care, we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Sweet music, soft and mellow, soothing and slow, strains of a mellow cello, when the lights are low. Dear, we're so close together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when the lights are low? Two hearts revealing, the music has its charms. Life is so appealing with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meet soft and tender, love's all aglow. Why shouldn't we surrender when lights are low? Thank you. music soft and mellow, soothing and slow. Strains of a mellow cello when lights are low. Our lips so close together, I love you so. Why think about the weather when lights are low? Two hearts revealing the music has its charm. Life is so appealing with inspiration in your arms. Our lips meet soft and tender, love's all aglow. Our lips meet soft and tender. They meet soft and tender. Our lips meet soft and tender. Thank you.